Well then, Martin, we now know the preliminary round quarterfinal draw. Big derby match, Donegal against Tyrone. What's your initial thoughts following the draw this morning for Donegal?
Well, I think if you look at it from a Donegal point of view, I think they would have to be happy enough with the draw. So I suppose the team you didn't want was Mayo. Maybe people say maybe Roscommon would have been the best draw to get, particularly them coming to Balmafay. But I think Tyrone, if we look at it, you know, they don't look like they're going well, Tyrone. You know, they were disappointing against Westmeath and everything else. I know, as people say, it is a local derby and everything else, and that from that point of view. And, you know, it's people maybe say a 50-50 game, and you'd feel maybe the advantage is with Donegal, the fact that the game's in Balmafay.
How impressed were you by Donegal at the weekend, Martin?
I was very impressed with them. It was a brilliant performance, and, I mean, really top performance from a lot of players. I mean, even, you know, if you're looking at the team for next week, you'd say, you know, it's very hard to even drop anybody off the team that started and played. And, I mean, I think in Sean Patton, Oisin Gallen and Owen Van Galler, we had three big stars that really stood up. And, you know, we know exactly how good they are, but they were brilliant against Monaghan the last day. And, you know, looking at it, I know Tyrone are going to be a bit different than everything else, and I know all about it. But it's a big game, watching this for both teams, because both teams, looking at it, it's a great chance to get to a quarter final, great chance to get playing in Croke Park and everything else. So, big game, and it's a game that, you know, I know Tyrone are going into it after a draw. Well, they'll be disappointed with the fact, you know, with Westmeath and everything else, who are probably a Division 3 team and everything else. But from Donegal's point of view, no, they're going to do it off a good game against Monaghan. It's another Ulster derby and everything else, and we know how Ulster derbies go. It has to be a slight advantage to Donegal, the fact they're playing at home.
It's amazing how things can quickly turn, Martin, because it was very much doom and gloom after the Ulster defeat to Derry, and some were saying that we'd be lucky even to get out of the group in the All-Ireland Series. And now we see ourselves going into a game against Tyrone with a bit of confidence and on the crisp of going to the last eight of the All-Ireland Series.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and having a big chance to get there as well. I think when you look at it from the point of view now, probably not Monaghan were favourites to win against Donegal, and you know, it's always easier. I think most teams in Ireland like being the underdogs going into matches and everything else. When you know, it was Monaghan didn't look to be up for the match at all, no more so than we look at maybe Mayo against Cork and Roscommon against Kildare and even Westmeath against Tyrone this year. Maybe sometimes it's easier for an underdog or a team that's not under pressure to perform and anything else. But, you know, we're going in with confidence. We're playing at home. You know, the performance against Derry wasn't too bad when we look back at it and everything else. And, you know, Derry are probably up there now as one of the favourites for the All-Ireland. Because when we consider that after the weekend, either Galway or Mayo are going to be out of it, going to be gone, Oisin. So, it's opening up for everybody. People say maybe Kerry and Dublin's ahead and everything else. And I mean, you know, Donegal are back in the mix. But what the Monaghan game proved, that we have plenty of talent in Donegal. And that's very important for this game and going forward.
Yeah. How tough a call is it to pick a winner between Galway and Mayo, Martin?
Yeah, it's a very hard one call. I think it's advantage Mayo, even though they'd be disappointed with the loss to Cork. But you must remember, at a stage of 13 minutes left in that game, there were 6 points up and they were coasting. Now, what happened after that? Was a penalty or not that took Cork back into the game or not? A lot of people say it wasn't a penalty or anything else. So I just think that looking at, you know, Mayo, when we look at Mayo going to Galway, and I think listening to people in Connacht playing away from home is an advantage, and Connacht playing at home sometimes a disadvantage. I think Galway, it looks like Sean Kelly could be out. Will Damien Comer be fit or not? I think all the Acer with Mayo, and I think Mayo will win that actually. Hard game to call, all right. I just think Mayo maybe the minute looked the better bet.
Would Roscommon be happy with their draw going to Cork?
Yeah, no, I think it's a draw. I know, with Mark being part of the Roscommon settlement, I mean, I think it's one of the draws they didn't want. I think they might have played them in a challenging back because Cork looked very impressive. And we always know Cork are hard to beat down in Cork and else. So tough enough draw for them. But, you know, a good match for them. You know, they'd be disappointed with the Kildare defeat and everything else. But a good match for them, you know, going down and looking at it from the point of view, they'd be travelling overnight and everything else. So chance to get back. Tough enough game to call, would you say? Again, home advantage is a big help. It's probably worth 4 points, they'll tell you. Players will tell you home advantage is worth about 4 points. So you think it's advantage. It is an advantage. The advantage would be with Cork, the fact at home and everything else. That game's probably going to be at 2 o'clock on the day. It's going to be the first game as well. So Tyrone, Roscommon will probably travel down overnight.
Okay. And the other game, Kildare against Monaghan, Martin?
Yeah, again, you feel Kildare's performance against as common. And then you look at the morning performance, disappointing performance against Donegal from their point of view. So you say advantage Kildare, the fact the game's in Tullamore where they want to play the game and everything else. The Monaghan's minors will be on before them as well against Kerry. So that will give a big Monaghan crowd going there and everything else. And you never know with Monaghan. A wee bit like Donegal and Tyrone and these teams, you just don't know on the day. So I wouldn't rule Monaghan out, but you'd have to think it's advantage Kildare after the fact that, again, the game in Tullamore and the fact that that they're at home.
Just one final question, Martin. With the group stages now done on the All-Ireland Series and we're going to the knockout rounds, who in your eyes is favoured for the Sam Maguire?
Well, I said from the start, I thought that Dublin were the favourites, and I'm going to stick with Dublin being the favourites now. After watching them even against Sligo early on in the game, you'd be a wee bit worried about their defence, but they're starting to get players back. They got Owen Merchant back the last day and everything else, so they're getting players back into their team and that there, and they seem to be peaking. They looked as if they were peaking for this time, and I think Dublin are still ahead of Kerry. When you consider the All-Ireland semi-final last year, the only kick of a ball between them, and Dublin were short two or three big players that have been back this year. So, and Cluxton's back as well. So I think it's advantage Dublin. Now, people tell you Kerry's a big Croke Park team, but it really is between the two of them, the way it's working out. And it's interesting, if the four quarter-finalists that's in the quarter-final, if the four of them get to the semi-final, Oisín, Armagh and Derry, Armagh, Derry, Kerry and Dublin. If we look at if they all get the same final, Armagh and Derry, the fact that they met in Ulster final can't meet in the semi-final. So that'll mean that Cork and Dublin will avoid each other. But there's a lot of football to be played before that.